So in one of these regioselective reactions, we are taking our radical, attacking that central carbon-hydrogen bond in preference to the primary carbon-hydrogen bond. The reason is on the basis of the kinetics. Remember, what determines a pathway is the reaction barrier, and we find that the reaction barrier for abstracting the hydrogen, which was our rate determining step in this radical substitution, the barrier for the secondary hydrogen is substantially lower than the barrier for taking off a hydrogen from the primary position. The chemical kinetics links through in the following way to the actual observable rate. Now, some of you will have encountered already that the rate equals the rate constant, little k, times the concentration of the reactant. Hence, the larger the value for the k, the larger the value for the rate. We can see in this expression, which is called the Arrhenius expression, which Kelly and Liam know quite well, this relates the activation barrier through to the size of the rate constant k. So the smaller the value for the activation energy in joules or kilojoules, then the larger the value for the k, and as a result, the larger the value for the rate. This is the fundamental reason why in all of these mechanisms we're interested in the size of that activation barrier, because the smaller the barrier, the larger the rate constant, and as a result,